is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Russia, a key ally of the Syrian government, said the Aleppo evacuation is complete, but the Syrian opposition leaders say there are still tens of thousands remaining in once rebel-held neighborhoods and accuse Iranian militias and Hezbollah executing several men in the last convoy to leave the city. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has accused the Syrian government of carrying out nothing short of a massacre in Aleppo. Meantime, Russian President Vladimir Putin has urged all sides to agree on a nationwide ceasefire. Speaking at his final news conference of the year late Friday, President Obama stressed that Americans cannot let themselves be affected by Russia.
This is part of what I meant when I said that we've got to think about what's happening to our political culture here. The Russians can't change us or significantly weaken us. They are a smaller country. They are a weaker country. Their economy doesn't produce anything that anybody wants to buy except oil and gas and arms. They don't innovate, but they can impact us if we lose track of who we are. They can impact us if we abandon our values.
President Obama said he spoke with President Putin in September about the alleged hacking of the U.S. Democratic Party and that the hacking did not continue after that conversation. U.S. intelligence community has said that Russia hacked the Democratic Party during the presidential race to favor Republican candidate Donald Trump over the Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. Trump has disputed that, saying he won fairly. Russian hacking allegations dominated questions during the nearly 90-minute news conference. This is VOA News. German prosecutors say they are investigating a case in which a 12-year-old boy allegedly tried to set off a homemade nail bomb at a Christmas market. Officials said he is the son of Iraqi parents and allegedly tried to detonate the bomb in the southern city of Ludwigshafen. That was last month, then planted another explosive device near the city's town hall. A few days later, nobody was hurt in either incident. The border between Nigeria and Cameroon has been completely reopened for the first time in 3 years. Observers say it's a sign of progress in the war against Boko Haram. Moki Edwin Kinzika has our report.
This military band is welcoming delegates from Nigeria and Cameroon, gathering to discuss Boko Haram. Officials here say the threat of terrorist attacks has been greatly reduced due to joint cross-border military raids targeting the Islamist militant group. General Abba Muhammad Diko is head of the Nigerian delegation.
Only a secured environment can provide avenue for meaningful trade and commercial activities, as well as unimpeded exchange of goods and services.
The Boko Haram insurgency began in northeastern Nigeria in 2009. Moki Edwin Kinzika for VOA News, Yaounde.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump met with the current head of the Department of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, after the state of Georgia asked the incoming president to investigate failed cyber attacks on a computer network that had been traced to Homeland Security. Secretary of State in Georgia said DHS was responsible for the cyber attacks in and around the November 8th presidential election. Johnson said what actually happened involved a federal contractor routinely assessing the network. Michelle Obama says the White House needs a grown-up and that the nation will be appreciating President Obama. In an interview with Oprah Winfrey set to air Monday night on CBS, the First Lady said her husband made the country more hopeful.
Now we're feeling what not having hope feels like. You know, hope is necessary. It's a necessary concept. And Barack didn't just talk about hope because he thought it was just a nice slogan to get votes. I mean, he and I and so many believe that what else do you have if you don't have hope?
The Obamas campaigned aggressively against Donald Trump in favor of Hillary Clinton and argued the New York businessman was unfit to be president. Trump will be inaugurated on January 20th.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Welcome to another hour of Jazz America here on VOA1. This is Russ Davis, your host. Usually I do the interviewing of the artists that we feature, but this week I'm letting the artists speak for themselves. No, I'm not retiring. It's not that I'm lazy. I would love to have spoken to Errol Garner. He has a brand new release that's just come out after his passing years ago. The album was recorded in Carmel by the Sea in California in 1955. I was only 4 years old, so I didn't have a chance to attend that concert, but I would love to have spoken to him, and we'll hear his thoughts in a post-concert interview from the album Concert by the Sea. We'll also enjoy a recent live performance from the great Kenny Burrell, and here's some of his comments from the stage, too, as we let the artists speak for themselves this week on Jazz America, which begins right now with two rare live performances recorded at the Detroit Jazz Festival. You won't hear these anywhere else except right here on VOA's Jazz America as we celebrate the birthday boy to begin things. He is the great drummer Lenny White, member of Return to Forever, a wonderful solo artist in his own right, first call session player and producer of many other people's releases too. He was born in New York City on the 19th of December, and he'll be 67 on the 19th. Happy birthday, Lenny White. Let's enjoy his song, Wolfbane, recorded at the 2004 Detroit Jazz Festival, followed by another rare performance from the 2010 Detroit Jazz Festival by the great vocalist, Kurt Elling. Thank you.
Yeah.
Song written by Detroit's own Stevie Wonder. That is Kurt Elling, who, by the way, has received, along with Branford Marsalis in their duo performance from 2016, a Grammy nomination. And we'll be celebrating those two great gentlemen and all the other Jazz Grammy nominees on next week's Jazz America. That's just a little advance word for you as we are ready to look back at the year just about to pass. Well, the year was 1955. The month, September, the date, the 19th, the place, Carmel, California, where the legendary pianist Errol Garner created his Concert by the Sea. It's just been re-released with some previously unreleased tracks, and it includes an interview with Errol Garner after the performance backstage conducted by Will Thornbury. Let's enjoy some of that, then some of the live performance here on VOA's Jazz America.
Well, hello again, this is Will Thornbury, and tonight we're at the Sunset Auditorium in Carmel, where we've seen one of the happiest concerts in our entire lives, believe me. Tonight, Jimmy Lyons has gotten together one of his many talents, and tonight he's assuming the role of jazz impresario, and he's presented a pretty happy concert with one of the happiest guys in the jazz scene entirely. Wonderful to see him, wonderful to have him here, and of course we're speaking of Errol Garner.
Well, Will, I'm real glad that I could be here tonight, and everybody was so beautiful. If it could have went over, I would have been glad to, sincerely, because they made me feel like playing.
Well, I guess everybody has newfound respect, even more than usual, for the illustrious Mr. Garner, and I know it's about the happiest thing that we've heard in a long time. Errol, it sort of reminds me of a long time ago, and one of the first releases we heard was a thing that you recorded up in a New York apartment, doing things like Variations on a Nursery Rhyme and a couple of things like that.
Well, yeah, and I mean, we were just trying. The point was that this time that when I did that, we were speaking about that nothing is really corny if you can find a way to do it. And that was our point. And that's what we were trying to capture when I did it.
It's always, that particular record, I've always felt there was a lot of heart in that, Errol, as a lot of the things you do, in fact, all the things you do, but especially tonight. I certainly got a kick out of it, and it's too bad that records don't give you the justice that personal appearances do, because it's just wonderful.
Well, let's say it like this. Everybody saw me tonight. Let's say they got over the 2 minutes and 55 seconds. We put the extra courses in tonight. That's which is last is a little longer than the record, should we say. Even down a 12-incher, we added some extra courses, which are more or less for concert styling. Thank you.
The song Mambo Carmel, recorded live at Carmel by the Sea in California, the legendary Errol Garner, who, by the way, was born in Pittsburgh, and so was this great guitarist, George Benson, from his album It's Uptown with Clockwise on Jazz America from VOA 1. We'll be right back. I saw George Benson at the 2016 Detroit Jazz Festival singing some of his classic pop songs and playing his guitar in such a high-level jazz improvisation way. He can do it all. Hope you enjoyed one of his early 70s classics and a cut from his album, It's Uptown, George Benson. More coming up as we give you another guitarist, Kenny Burrell, and a brand new live recording with some comments from Kenny from the stage. But first,
I want to invite you to send me an email if you have a question, a comment, or maybe request for music. Whatever the case may be, I'd love to hear from you, and here is the email address to which you can write me. I'll give it to you twice, so write it down and get in touch. It's jazzamerica@voanews.com. That's jazzamerica, the two words written as one word, at, that's the at sign, voanews.com. jazzamerica@voanews.com.
And here's a message I've received, which reads as follows. Hi, jazz man. Am so, S-O-O-O-O, much enjoying your program. Good work done by releasing stress and preparing the mind for work tomorrow. Ruben from Timagana. Thanks. Well, Ruben, I understand the need to relieve stress and get ready to jump into that crazy world out there. It is a crazy world, and we all need a little respite from the madness from time to time. And as I was reading your message, a song popped in my head, my favorite song by the Beatles. It's called Tomorrow Never Knows, with the lyrics, turn off your mind, relax, and float downstream. Lay down all words, surrender to the void, that you may see the meaning of within. Ah, those words always relax me. And I have a jazzy version of that song to play for you from Canadian guitarist Michael Ochipinti and his group called Shine On. With the help from a guest vocalist, here is Tomorrow Never Knows on VOA's Jazz America.
play that thing.
Honestly, I hope that that wasn't too abrupt to jump from the modern sound of Tomorrow Never Knows from Michael Ociapinti to the classic sound from 1925 of Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra with help from Louis Armstrong and Coleman Hawkins on Sugarfoot Stomp. We celebrate the birthday of Fletcher Henderson on the 18th of December. He was born in 1897. Now, do we play the best of jazz, past and present? Well, here is a new live recording featuring guitarist Kenny Burrell and the Los Angeles Jazz Orchestra Unlimited, live at Catalina's, the famous Southern California Jazz Club, the album called Unlimited One. We're going to hear a song titled Mama Yaya with a Latin flavor and some great guitar playing from Kenny Burrell and playing by the orchestra. But first, some thoughts from Mr. Burrell himself, taken from the stage at the performance, followed by the music here on VOA's Jazz America.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the Los Angeles Jazz Orchestra Unlimited, under the direction of Mr. Kenny Burrell.
Thank you, Tommy Hawkins, and thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for coming out and being with us tonight. We have some very interesting things in store for you, and I hope you'll enjoy some of them. We are dedicated to several things. Number one, of course, quality music. Also, quality jazz music. That's what we're about. But also, part of our mission is to be a repertoire orchestra where we play the great jazz classics, the standards, and we also dedicate ourselves to new music. The first piece we're going to do was written by our other co-director, Dr. Bobby Rodriguez, and it has a very special family connection to him. Bobby, would you like to tell us a bit about that?
Thank you so very much. I was lucky enough to find a picture of my great-great-grandmother on my mother's side. And her name was Cesaria. And so I decided to write a song. She looked very powerful. She looked very dignified, all dressed in black, strong chin. And Cesaria was always known as Mama Yaya. So I decided to give her a 21st century harmonic and melodic facelift. And we hope that you like Mama Yaya.
Thank you.
Mama Yaya, was that fun or what? And always great to hear the thoughts of the artists from the stage. It gives you a real insight into their personality and what is important to them in their life and in their career and in their performance. Well, I've got one more piece to play for you on this edition of Jazz America, and it's going to lead me into giving you more information about what's happening next week on Jazz America. I don't want to get ahead of myself. Let's just enjoy one of the major arrangers and band leaders in jazz today, and now a Grammy nominee for his work. It's John Beasley presents Monkestra, Volume 1, big band versions of Thelonious Monk classics like this one, Skippy, on Jazz America from VOA 1. We'll be right back. Thelonious Monk's classic Skippy, interpretation by John Beasley and Monkestra, Volume 1, the name of the album. John Beasley and a host of great players. Just one of the many jazz releases from 2016 nominated for a Grammy Award by the National Academy of Recording Arts and Sciences. We'll give you a rundown of as many of the songs that have been nominated on the next edition of Jazz America, and we'll give you conversation with two veteran players, guitarist John Schofield and pianist Kenny Barron, plus two newcomers, Darcy James Argue and Michael League of the band Snarky Puppy, the Grammy nominees on the next Jazz America. America.